politics and the will to power. It's easy to damn the realm of politics. It's dirty, distrustful, and generally a rather greasy business. It is telling that the average politician today runs on the proposition that he or she isn't a politician. Among radicals and revolutionaries, politics is seen as something unclean, even tainted. But revolutionaries aren't priests. They're often pushed to shatter barriers that have once constrained them, as when Dr. Huey P. Newton once opined that the Black Panther Party would never run for bourgeois electoral office, only to run for Congress several years later, as did other Panthers like Eldridge Cleaver, who ran for president on the Peace and Freedom Party ticket, Elaine Brown, and Bobby Seale. In Greaterford Prison, the state's blackest concentration camp, only one candidate is able to enter and advocate for his DA candidacy. Pennsylvania prisoners can't vote, but their families can. Why can't this process be open for all candidates who wish to run? How can race or religion bar anyone? The simple answer, of course, is that it can't, period. Politics truly is an ugly business, but when people are engaged and energized, they can bring change, as seen when Black Lives Matter affiliates built movements that replaced several DAs who were unresponsive to black needs and concerns over mass incarceration. One of Black America's greatest leaders, Frederick Douglass, said, "Power concedes nothing without demand. It never has and never will. We, his people and descendants, must make the demand." Revolutionaries utilize whatever they can to raise issues that can lead to real social change. It ain't the be-all and end-all, but it is a tool. That should be the case in the DA's race in Philadelphia. Rock the vote. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.